What up, what up, what up? This is your boy Nerdy So Lucky coming back with another podcast for you awesome people out there. All you ladies and gentlemen, gamers alike. A lot of stuff to talk about. Anthem, Division 2, new Battle Royale game that just released day before yesterday. From the creators of Titanfall series 1 and 2, and oh my gosh. So far, the game is amazing, but we will get into that. First off, Anthem. Is it a yay or nay? Yay. It's pretty good. Despite a little shaky demo, whatever you want to, I'll just call it data. I call it beta. I said data, demo, beta. Get it? Joke was lame. Anyway, moving on. Anthem was going to be good, man. It's going to be a good looter shooter. A lot of people was like, oh, I'm canceling my pre-order because I have a connection issues, You could tell who actually watches dev screams and actually listens to the developers and who doesn't. Because that demo private beta that we did was, what was it? It was a six-week-old build. So that means a lot of the stuff that you experienced, glitches, connections, all the other stuff, that stuff is not even going to be in the game. So, was it frustrating? Yes. But did it make it unplayable? No. Well, at least for me. Open beta, it was a little bit better. About 10 times better. Still had some connection issues, but it wasn't like the VIP issue. Like if I got stuck on the loading screen, I had to close the app out, reopen. Then I got a message saying that you was in the middle of an expedition. Would you like to rejoin? I didn't have to do any of that this time around. But your javelin, it definitely make your javelin feel like OP. Like that fun factor. And I think that's what a lot of people was looking for in looter shooters. That's what a lot of people was craving for Destiny. And they didn't get it. So it's really good. A lot of people are asking for PvP in this game. I don't know why. That's dumb. I wouldn't ask for PvP in a looter shooter. It's just me though. Let me see what else. Anthem. The boss battles was pretty good. Stronghold. I like the queen. The queen spider fight. That was really nice. Favorite javelin was Storm. I tried Storm, Ranger, and Interceptor. Interceptor, I don't know. Not for me. My son liked it. He loved it. But Storm was my javelin. Storm made me feel like I was a god. So it'll definitely be the one I go with. More than likely I'm gonna go with Xbox. I'm just hoping that it's better optimization for the Xbox One X. I heard that it runs smoother on PS4 Pro. That you can actually make it 1080 60 frames per second. So you'll see what happens with that moving on. You know, the launch date for that is February 22nd. What else is there? Yeah, it was pretty good, man. I love the missions in it. Missions was pretty solid. The customization, oh my gosh, the customization that you can do in this game is ridiculous. Like it is insane. You can make your javelin unique from anyone else. Mine's, I went with a mine was majority gold, black and white. And it's funny, guys. It's about to tell you my age right here. My javelin. Now it took me a while. I kept messing with the colors and all of this, but I went like at first I went purple and navy and bright gold to try to match the elements. And then I was like, no. I want my javelin like to look powerful, to like really stand out. So this is what the colors I went with. Full body gold, almost like metallic pearl. And then I chose black, which was like a solid black matte finish. And the reason why I just laughed right there, because I also got Red Dead Redemption on my PlayStation, and Django was on, so Django was like one of my favorite movies, so it's like something I gotta watch. So anyway, other news, so you probably may hear gunshots and stuff in the background, but anyway, I went gold, black, and white, specifically because of the gold Power Ranger from Power Rangers Zeo. So I was like, yes, this is going to be perfect. It matches so nice. I posted it on Twitter. My friend Ubo, he liked the picture and he commented on it. And I was like, yes, dude, that is what I was going for. I love it. I love it. I love it. So that's what I was going for. So I can't wait. February 22nd, bring it. I'm definitely getting that game. It's definitely going to be in my game library. So the open beta just finished this past Sunday, which sucked because, also, another sidetrack alert, it sucked because after that sorry ass Super Bowl, there was nothing else to do. Anthem was canceled. So yeah, they canceled Anthem, and then it was just like blah, nothing else to do. But anyway, kudos to BioWare. Thank you so much. You guys did an amazing job. I can't wait for the final product to drop later on in a couple of weeks. For people out there saying EA this, can't trust EA, shut up, screw you. If you didn't play the demo, that's on you. I'm going with BioWare. I'm sorry. I trust those guys. I know EA has history of screwing over gamers, but what publisher doesn't? I mean, Activision, EA, Ubisoft, occasionally. If you listen to the last podcast with the whole Assassin's Creed, let me just touch base on that right quick, just one small. So Activision has came back and said that they're going to go back and correct the DLC. So at that point, it's pretty much useless at this point, because it should have been done in the first place. So I don't know how people feel about that, you know. I'll leave that to the person. But anyway, moving on. So tomorrow is the private beta for Division 2. So at least that, so I leave one beta and then I jump into a next. So Anthem, cross-sauce, check, it gets a yay. Division 2 starts in approximately, I think about 5 more hours, if I'm correct. It says 1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time that servers go live. But of course, I'm not. That's like early a.m. Eastern time for me, so I'm not going to be up for that. So, but I will be playing it as soon as I wake up. So yeah, Division 2 is supposed to be solid. I looked at the screen. Apparently, there's supposed to be, let me see, Big Fish. I will join you. Okay, so apparently, there's supposed to be, let me see, 2 main missions, 3 side missions. Skirmish PvP is going to be in it. And what else? And one area of the Dark Zone. So I think that's pretty good for the private beta. That particular game, I mean, I'm getting on Xbox One X as well. That's just me. I'm definitely going to get that. I'm looking forward to it. I've been ready for this. So we'll see how it goes. I'm looking ready for it. I'm ready to make my agent and dive back in. Division 1, I got it at launch. It was really good in my opinion. they came a long way. I mean, the developers stuck with it. Kudos to those guys. As much negativity and toxic the community was at one point, and other people that bashed the game, they stuck with it. As soon as 1.8 dropped, I mean, even before that, 1.6 was starting to look nice. 1.4, all that. And as soon as 1.8 came, boom. Completely different game, man. Like, I don't know what to say. They did such a good job. So, kudos to those guys. So, I can't wait for that. Last thing that we're going to touch on is, hold up, I got one of my clan members. I'm playing the Battle Royale that I'm actually about to talk about. So, I'm playing this Apex Legends, and it's pretty good. So I'm getting sidetracked too, guys. Sorry about that. So that's how fun the game is, guys. It's a really good game. So, okay, so Apex Legends. This is what I'm playing right now. So, if you guys have played Battle Royale, basically you go in there with a group. Last team surviving wins. Okay, so it's made by Respawn. And oh my gosh, you talking about a fun ass game, man. This game is ridiculously fun. And it was free. It was a free game. So, man, you talking about being surprised? Like, bruh, like, it has that fast pace just like Titanfall does. Very fast pace. I love it. The map is pretty, it's a nice size map too. Like, man, if you ever played Titanfall, you will love this game. Even if you never played Titanfall, you will love it. Like, you definitely want to give this a shot. Now, I didn't play Blackout. I have played Fortnite, which everybody knows. I play Fortnite. Me and my son play it. I grounded my behind off in that battle pass, but this is not about. Oh, that's one thing else we could talk about too. So, this game is really good. You drop in 3-man squad. It's pretty much 20 squads. You eliminate all three members. Boom. That's how you get down another squad. So, squad is really nice, man. Like, you go in there, you find gear similar to like PUBG. Find your shields, you find your armor, find your weapons, all the other good stuff. And that's basically how you do it. I mean, you go in there, you get stuff, and I mean, it's a really good game. Like I said, if you play Titanfall, you'll like it because it's very fast paced. Pretty solid, straightforward. Like, what else is there to a Battle Royale game, you know? You go in here, get your loot, look for people, you shoot them, and you try to win the game. So, going to one of my clan members, actually, that's who I'm playing with. So, I got a good weapon. Oh, shit. Where's Fast Shot? Okay. Alright, guys, so, definitely check it out. It's, like I said, it's free on PlayStation, Xbox, PC. And pretty solid game. It's not that bad. You got, I think it's 8 legends that you pick. Each one got like their own separate abilities, all the other good stuff. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Like I said, you can't go wrong with this game. So, who was that? Okay. Okay, cool. Alright, so, sorry about that, guys. Like, I'm playing a game right now, so I'm trying to, like, watch as I'm playing this. That's how good the game is. Trust me, guys, you'll like this. It's definitely a good game that you want to buy. I mean, that you don't want to buy, that you want to invest in. So, of course, you got your microtransactions, just like any Battle Royale game. What else is there? My friend, he already bought some stuff. He said he likes it. So, let me pop some shields. Ooh, what does this make it? Let me see something. There we go. Okay. Alright, guys, so back to what I was saying. So definitely download this game. And as far as Battle Royale games goes, man, so Fortnite did something really awesome the other day. I think it was, oh, it was Friday. Friday and Saturday, what they did. So Fortnite and Marshmello did like a live, what was it? It was a live, it was a live virtual concert. And oh my gosh, dude, you talking about amazing. Like, man, it felt like you was really at a concert. Like, I bought my son like the Marshmello skin pack and got him all this cool stuff, Marshmello. And we sat and we watched the concert. We missed the first time around because we was, like I said, I was moving. And I didn't even know anything about it until late. And I was like, you know what? Of course, courtesy of daddy, I'm going to let you stay up and... Courtesy of that, I'm gonna let you stay up, and yeah, we're gonna enjoy this concert. So that's what we did. I don't know what Fetch is doing. So yeah, that's what we did. We stayed up, watched the game, and yeah, not the game, but we watched the concert, and we enjoyed it. So yeah, really good, man. These. I can't stress enough how much, like, you can hit on Fortnite all you want to, but, man, that game was just, man, what they did with the concert, man, being a live concert, too, it don't get no crazy and exciting than that. Like, you have to respect those guys, plain and simple, dude. Like, it's nothing else that you can say, so, yeah. But like I said, the Division 2 kicks off tomorrow. I'm going to stream because I got a new setup. So I'm able to actually sit at a table and relax and feel free to talk to you guys. Now I don't know whether I'm gonna stream on YouTube, Twitch. I may do Twitch. But yeah, I sent out a link. So if you follow me on if you follow me on Twitter, then you'll know the links I sent out. So like I said, I'm pausing all of a sudden because I'm playing this game. It's a really good game. It's addicting. I like it. Very fun game, especially if you play Titanfall, you'll love it. And yeah, I was just playing Titanfall 2 earlier, so... next podcast is gonna be, it's actually gonna be, I'll probably try to make it tomorrow, just to my impressions of Division 2, so be on the lookout for that. I want to thank everybody for showing love, for listening to the last podcast. That's probably the most views that I've gotten at one time in such a short amount of days, so I really appreciate the love. I appreciate your time for listening to it and showing the support. Feel free to drop me a message on Twitter. All that fun stuff, man. So feel free to send me a friend request too on Xbox One or PlayStation at Nerdy So Lucky. Yeah, I will accept it. So, you know, just put in a message that you're from the podcast. And yeah, man. But ladies and gentlemen, keep gaming. Have fun when you do it. Play whatever you like. I see a lot of people enjoying Kingdom Hearts 3. That makes me so mad and jealous at the same time because I want that gun. And oh my gosh, it's... but anyway. Yeah. Oh, my dog's barking. So guys, I'm out. Keep gaming. Trust me, download Apex Legends. It is a very good game. You will love it. I love it. Yeah, keep gaming, y'all. Peace. See you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.